Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Normal Gossip. Oh, sorry. I mean, G-Thanks Just Bought It. Sally, it's so hard to like go out now and like do things like grocery shop, and everyone's just like, oh my God, like, whoa, you were on Normal Gossip.
Yeah, we have to wear baseball caps and sunglasses everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Kendall Roy special.
Exactly.
If you haven't heard our Normal Gossip episode yet, please go do that. It's very funny, if I do say so myself.
It was so much fun.
The story was so funny.
It was so funny. And I feel like tailored to our...
to us.
Yeah, like in so many ways.
Our neurotic selves. Mm-hmm, 1,000% it felt like we were chosen for that story, really.
The story chose us, I think, is a better way of putting it, Caroline.
Yeah. Wow. Is that siren like in your house?
I'm sorry. It's like really.
Is everything okay in your living room currently?
My office contains an ambulance. I have the windows open because it's quite warm here.
Nice.
And so you're going to hear ambulances. You're going to hear an ice cream truck. There's just like it's a symphony.
The sounds of summer.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Yeah. I do know that on Thursdays for the hour that we record, you're also an EMT. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's sort of why we hear so many noises,
which I think it should be said that considering the fact that I'm riding around in the back of an ambulance, my sound quality is really good.
This is a spawn con for Sally's microphone.
Yeah.
Sally, let's get into it. It's summer. Officially, mm-hmm. Kind of unofficially, because it is till technically spring. If you're
that's a good point. Yeah, if you want to be technical
Gregorian
about it,
calendar. Yeah,
but we don't.
Which we don't. I don't believe in that. But Memorial Day obviously marks the beginning of summer. Are you on the scale of summer? Hey, I fuck with summer ish, and I do not fuck with summer at all. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I do not fuck with summer at all. Where do you fall on the summer scale?
That is such a good question.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad I get to answer with a scale, because otherwise it was going to be a really long journey to an answer.
Yeah, let's just codify.
So fuck with summer is a lower number, right?
Yeah, the more you like summer, the lower your number here is in this instance.
I would say like a 3 or a 4, I guess.
Wow.
My thing is that I will forever associate summer with not having to go to school in the same way that like I associate snow with snow days. So I'm like, there's something inside me that won't let me not like snow days or summer. I would much rather be hot than cold. I would much rather it be sunny than gray.
Okay.
The complicating factor is that I've always lived in places where summer is really unpleasant because of the humidity. And so you can't actually enjoy summer.
Right. Sure.
But I do, except for like before sunrise and after sunset. But I do think I fuck with summer pretty hard.
Okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting episode as we parse through the products of summer that make summer enjoyable, because I could not be more different than you.
Oh my God. Are you a 10?
I'm like probably beyond 10 because it's like, oh, I like summer. Like I could never rate summer an 8. It is on seasons. Well, actually, that's not true. I don't like spring. I don't like spring more than I don't like summer.
Okay, so you dislike spring. Can you rank the seasons from best to worst?
Fall, winter, summer, spring.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Because yeah. I would say fall, summer, spring, winter.
I mean that winter is usually everybody's last.
Yeah, but you put winter in second place.
I did.
And because you're a Christmas bitch, as they say.
I am a Christmas bitch. I'm a holiday bitch. I'm a basic bitch, really. But what I like, so I run pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I much prefer being cold because you can always get warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just like you don't want to know me after it hits 75 degrees with like a certain threshold of humidity.
Yeah.
I'm full Paul Rudd with the tray, picking up the tray, not picking up the tray in wet hot American summer. Just like like I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And as Janine Garofalo looks on, which she often does in my life, I just don't want to be sweaty. And summer clothes, I think winter clothes are cuter.
I will say that, like, so I had a friend in college who broke up with the girl he was dating because it got to be summer and he felt he didn't like the way she dressed in the warm weather.
Oh my God. Okay. Which confirms all of my suspicions and fears at once.
I know that that sounds really shallow.
Yeah, but please explain to me how I'm hearing it wrong.
I just think that, like, I agree with you that, like, fall and winter clothing is superior. Like, let me layer, let me put on a hoodie, like, let me wear long pants.
Yeah. Okay, so you totally get it.
I do get it. I totally agree. I prefer, it's such a bummer when it's like cold and gray out. It feels very like existentially challenging for me in those times. And when it gets dark really early. Now, I will say 9 p.m. is too late for it to be light out. That's ridiculous. Like,
yeah, because
7,
you and I are both asleep by 9.
It can't be late. It can't be light at 9. Come on, give me a break. That's a mistake in God's plan. I firmly believe.
Truly, truly. Well, what about like mosquito bites? Like, what about sweating? You don't care about that?
No, I don't spend a lot of time outside. Like, I really enjoy summer from like inside or like before the sun is out. Mosquito wise, I will simply just like not go outside. It's really buggy in Philly. I don't know if it's really buggy in Philly or like in our neighborhood or whatever, but it is buggy. And I simply will not, because I also don't like being sticky with like bug spray. So I will simply just like remain indoors if it's buggy.
I really love how you're like, no, I love summer. And then you're like, proceed to be like, and the reason is because I don't go outside.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the trick. Like, this one weird trick will have you loving summer.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning, because you get to look outside. It's sunny. It's cute. You take a nice little walk. You get a nice coffee. Maybe you go for a drive before it gets really hot out. But, you know, in the heat, at the height of summer between like 12 p.m., and 3 p.m. Like, I'm not going outside. I'm not like enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah, I guess that's the same in LA too. Because even though we don't have humidity, it can top like 100 degrees during the day easily and forget it. Okay. I mean, a lot of people are like, how could you not be a summer person? And then you move to California. Well, if you live under a rock or anywhere but California, the biggest news in California right now is that it hasn't been sunny in like 6 months. We have had no sun. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh my gosh. We have not had sun. We have not had, we've had more rain and everyone's like, we need the rain. But like LA doesn't have the infrastructure to collect the rain in a meaningful way that makes it useful to us.
Oh, shit.
It's just gray and they call it May gray. And then in June, it's June gloom. But May gray started in April. And it's like when the marine layer hasn't burned off yet. Oh. So like you get that layer of like gray in the morning.
I see. Oh, okay. Okay.
Something to do with science, but I'm not a woman in STEM.
Who can say?
I mean, it's just magic, you know, God's plan.
Yeah.
And it has just been so gross. But there is a part of me that's like, this is more the weather I like, because when it's gray here, it's like a perpetual like 65 degrees, which probably like kind of reads as warm, but is actually pretty chilly here because there's no like air in the air. And without the sun, it's cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's like sunny out and you're in the shade, it's 20 degrees cooler. So I do get to dress like it's fall every day. But I also sometimes I'm like, wow, you know, this just means everyone around me is like mad because everyone else is here in California because they love the sun.
Right. So You're the only one in a good mood in all of the greater Los Angeles area.
Now, how do you feel about beach versus pool?
I am not into pools. It's too much. I mean, listen, if you have a pool in your backyard, then yes, I'm coming over to your pool. But
yeah, I am into rich people with pools.
Yeah, but like pools where like a lot of people are like in there and swimming, that's just not for me. It's too much like – It's too much communing. It's too much communing and it's like – it's weird. It's like, what are we doing? What are the boundaries? Like I just – I'm not into it. I'm not into pools. Like
I love that.
I just don't get like –
look at us all in this big bathtub. Never met you.
Exactly. It's like we're all here in our like skimpy clothes, like in water. Okay. It's not normal, but I guess we can pretend it is. The beach, I didn't used to like the beach at all, but Andrea is really into the beach. And I now, I've come to really appreciate it and also understand that like one of the reasons I never liked it was because I was never really, I didn't have the things that would help me just like be comfortable at the beach. I was just like, I'm hot and sweaty and thirsty and there's nothing to do and I'm sunburned. And it turns out
and
that you can like
sand all over me.
And there's sand everywhere. But it turns out that like if you bring water and put on sunblock and, you know, have an umbrella, like stuff like that, it's like it's more enjoyable. So
now you do believe in sunscreen is what I'm hearing.
I do. I believe
in summer. You believe in sunscreen.
In summer at the beach, I believe in sunscreen.
And only then.
And only then.
That's, I feel the way about beaches that you feel about pools. Like, why would I want to like drive my car an hour, then have to lug? Okay, now you have to lug about like 14 pounds of like really cumbersome shit. You have to walk in hot dirt and you can keep your shoes on, but that's not going to help. You can take your shoes off, but that's also not going to help.
So
now we're going to find our little patch of dirt that we're all going to sit on next to these other people's patches of dirt where they're playing loud music. And then if you want, you can go swim in that body of water, but it's cold, dangerous, and sharks live there.
I don't disagree with anything you've said. I agree with every single thing.
Okay.
And the conditions for me to go to the beach have to be absolutely immaculate.
Okay.
Like I'm not out here to be like listen, there needs to be like a bathroom. It needs to be not too crowded. It needs
to – the walk from the car can't be that.
It has to be short. Yeah. Yep. Like we – so two summers ago, we rented a house in Rehoboth Beach, which is in Delaware, for like a month. And I feel like we really mastered the art of like spending the day at the beach. But that's because part of it was that you would we would drive like 5 minutes from our house. We would park at – we would go really early in the morning, park in the absolute closest spot to the beach, walk down like 25 feet, get our spot and just like stay there and then go home when we got like too hot or we got bored.
Yeah.
Anything other than that, if it takes any longer or it's more complicated or are there any other complications, I'm out.
My parents used to have us – make us go to – and I say make us because it was like – everything you hear about the beach is like relaxing, fun in the sun, and then this is not my beach experience. My parents used to make us go to Jones Beach early in the morning because they wanted to park in the parking lot that was closest to the sand because they had three little kids. And even honestly, this might have been before my sister. But that meant we had to leave our house at 6:15 in the morning.
That is a toughie.
And we would get to Jones Beach at 7:15. I mean, it would still be cold out.
Yeah, that's really rough. That's like, that's, I mean, that's like,
no.
Because, I mean, that's, yeah, that's just too, that's too early, I feel like. Yeah, although, and
I get why they did it, but like.
Yeah.
By 10 o'clock, you're like, okay, I want to go home. And my parents are like, oh, no, we're staying till like 3. Or no, like, we're staying till 4.
I don't have the like the endurance for that long of a beach day. That's like too long. My partner can do that. I'm like, give me a few hours and I'm like good to go.
But like, let's talk about beach stuff because I do know that there have been beach days I've missed simply because like I weigh my options and I never want to go. And I do remember like a specific Saturday in 2018 where like all of my friends went to Jacob Riis in New York. And I literally stayed back because I was like, it's going to be way too hot and I burn easily. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually like the person that's like hat, sunglasses, like towel draped over my like entire, like no sun touches my skin. I don't know. I just don't have that much fun at the beach. But now I'm like, if I had every single like make your life easier product, like could I like the beach?
I don't think the beach in New York is too sceney.
Yeah.
And that's like not for me. Like that's a whole different beach experience. That's like going to a club, but during the daytime with sand. So no, the queer Riis Beach, it's so cool. All of you are awesome. I'm never going there. I think I've been like once or twice and it's just like, it's not for me.
Beach the like the gay beach?
Yeah.
The queer beach? Okay. Yeah. So is that different than Jacob Riis?
No, that's it. Jacob Riis, yeah. I need like the...
I never found myself on the queer part of that beach, and maybe I should have because I only ever found myself near like, here are 27 Goldman Sachs employees.
Oh, well, no wonder you hate the beach. We got to get you
and this volleyball keeps hitting me in the head from their beach experience.
People who go to the beach to play a sport are perverts. I don't understand what's wrong with them. It's too hot. Perverts. What are you doing?
Perverts. Okay. But like you said, you have stuff that you bring to the beach and you love.
I do. And like without this stuff, I would not have spent last summer or two summers ago, like mostly at the beach. Do you want me to just like start going through my items?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. So the first thing, I'm going to send you this link, is the Beach Bub all-in-one beach umbrella system.
Now, I love a system.
You love a system.
I do. Tell me more.
So the thing about umbrellas is that they're really annoying to set up and the wind knocks them over. Yes. This is so easy to set up and it can withstand really high winds. Basically, you use sand to like weight it down so it stays in place.
Okay.
And we were often like the one umbrella on the beach where it wasn't like flying around on really high wind days.
I would have felt so elite.
I felt so elite. It's so easy to set up. It's not I feel like 99% of umbrellas I've interacted with are complete nightmares and whoever designed them should be imprisoned for life. But
yeah, it's just like a pointy pole and they're like, good luck.
And it's like you have to shove it with all your might into the sand. It's just like a nightmare. This comes with all the tools you need. It truly is a system.
Okay, the Beach Bub all-in-one beach umbrella system. And it includes a 7.5-foot UPF. That's important. Mm-hmm. No sun can get through, or so they say. A bag for it, the base, and the accessories kit. And the thing that's catching my eye here, Sally, mm-hmm. is that it has like 4,000 like full 5-star ratings.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's tested in winds up to 44 miles per hour. It sits on the beach sand like a patio umbrella placed on the deck. This is so true. No deep holes to dig or screws so to true. Twist. Lay the Beach Bub tarp flat on the beach and make a small hole using the Beach Bub sand gopher. And then you insert the pole, connect the two sides, and you're done. And it also has hooks so you can like hang your towel on it. It's like, it's definitely the best umbrella I've ever come across.
How did you come across it?
I think I did a ton of research 2 summers ago, and I just sort of looked at every single one I could fucking find. And I saw that this one had, you know, like over 3,000 5-star reviews, and that it was easy to set up. They also, the Beachbub page has videos of them setting it up, and it looked really easy. And I was like,
oh, it did.
Yeah. If you go down, you can see the, like,
yeah, I see.
You see customer videos, but there's also videos of the maker setting it up. And it was just really easy. So I was like, this is happening.
What else was in the running during this? Like, what else were you finding?
I actually got and returned one of these. Let me see if I can, like, pull it up.
Was it a cabana thing?
It was like, I forget what you – it was almost like a tent, like a – but it was on like 4 legs, but it turned out to not be legal on the beach, because like a lot of beaches have rules, because if your tent like blocks – I think it's if it like blocks the view of the ocean, you can't use it. So I returned that one because it turned out that it wasn't it was like prohibited. I don't even know if it was like a go-down. Let me see if I can like find that one, because that one I might have found like on Wirecutter or something. I can't remember how I came across it. It was called the Pop-Up Beach Tent.
Okay. See, this is another thing. Wirecutter doesn't always deliver.
No, you said that on a Normal Gossip, and you're totally right. It's like, it's such a good point. It's like, you can find, they tested it and it passed their test, but that doesn't mean it's going to be like good or right for you.
Right.
Lottie, what's on Lottie's... What's that cool collar? Hey girl, love your collar. What is that?
Lottie has a cone because she has a hot spot.
What's a hot spot? Heard of a
hot spot is when a dog, like, has a little spot on their body that they just keep licking over and over again, and then the saliva infects it.
Oh, buddy.
I know. So she's a little sore.
Oh, honey.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. The Wirecutter should have known that, you know, at some beaches, it's illegal to block someone's view of the ocean.
Totally. I looked into – I just sent you the one that I returned. I looked into a lot of these. They're called beach canopies, and they seemed – I liked that they seemed roomy, and that they – I don't really know. I don't know what actually – now that I'm looking at it, I don't know what I thought was, like, so amazing about this, but I was like – this is the solution to all my problems. And
well,
then I got
it. It's a lot of space.
It's a lot of space, yeah.
You know, this is the thing. This canopy that you just sent over is the thing that people recommend so much in the Facebook group.
Oh, really?
It comes up a lot. I don't know if it's like this one specifically, but it's definitely this design. And what I'm wondering is, like, because I've seen these at beaches in California. I've seen these at beaches in New York. Mm-hmm. Is Rehoboth Beach just like the one?
Maybe. This one maybe was too tall. I can't remember what the Rehoboth, because it's some, you can't have ones that block. Oh my God. Can you hear the garbage truck outside?
Sally's living in a Richard Scarry book where, like, everyone in their jobs is happening.
Someone is going to march into my office wearing a construction hat and, like,
yeah, the milkman's coming
and
soon.
And then the milkman is going to come. I can't remember if the canopy wasn't allowed because it was blocking, because there's also a height requirement. Like, you can't have ones that are too tall. I just can't remember which part of it went against the rules.
Did you like – but okay, so like say you went to a beach with this thing that you ended up returning, mm-hmm. and no one was like, hey, this, you're going to jail for this. What, did you like the experience of using a beach canopy, or do you still recommend –
I didn't use it.
It never even went up.
Because once I got it, I was like – it like came – I like stumbled across something that mentioned beach requirements.
You're such a rule follower.
Because listen, here's my thing. Rules that are in place so that everyone can like have the same experience. You can't, the easiest way to explain it is if everyone got on the subway listening to music without headphones on, it would be fucking pandemonium. Like, you can't do that. It's not fair to, you know, so like that's the thing. It's like if you're doing something where if everyone did it, it would destroy the experience, like you just can't do it, you know? So I was like, I returned it.
Oh my gosh, Sally, my mind doesn't work like that. But I just really appreciate that. Like, to me, I would be like, okay, I'm going to get the pop-up beach tent. I would never come across anything that would tell me I couldn't use it at the beach. Like, who's there? Like, the height cops? You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if these are just not allowed, because I see these everywhere. They don't bother me, but now I'm imagining a beach full of them. And you're right.
Well, yeah. Well, we also did see people when we were in Rehoboth. We saw people get told to leave and not, you know, like to take
by
down.
By other people or by like a
authoritative? By like lifeguards.
Oh.
By the height police. By height cops.
The height police, yeah. Or like citizens arrest. No, I was like, with a lifeguard, maybe they can't see over it into the ocean, but the lifeguard's always really high. Oh, wow. You really are living in a Richard Scarry book.
How much of this is going to come through? All of it, if you can hear it, right?
If I can hear it, all of it's going to come through. I don't know. I think it adds a little color.
Oh, my God.
Just like, you know, little extra sound production.
I've never noticed how loud the garbage truck is here, but I guess here we go.
It's a garbage truck. I get it.
Yeah, they're busy with garbage. But, yeah, so I am
– busy town.
Yeah, Busy Town. Here I am, the mayor of Busy Town.
Mayor of Busy Town, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I like these cabanas, but now I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, morally wrong cabana.
Well, it depends on like the beach you're going to. I don't know. Like maybe like the beach I was at has more regulations or something.
I don't know. I think you make a really, really valid point.
Thank you.
I do wonder if it's like, if it competes with the eyesight of a lifeguard, because if the when do lifeguards do anything at the beach? Like, you know what I mean? Like every time I see a lifeguard, they're like drinking a White Claw, like
flirting with another lifeguard,
like sunning themselves or spinning a whistle on a rope.
And, that's so true. That is what they're always doing. They love to spin the whistle. Yeah,
exactly. They love to spin the whistle. They're just dying to like, honestly, either get called to rescue someone or truly the opposite, like just please nothing happened today, right?
Just even out the tan.
But the fact that they'd spring up and be like, you have to take down this canopy makes me think that it has to do with something like eyesight regulations thing. And you are a safety head, so this does make
sense. I'm a safety head. You know I love safety.
I know you do. So this umbrella that you did go with, mm-hmm, is tell the folks at home how much it costs, because this is a little expensive.
Yeah, it was an investment. It is $156.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll ever need another umbrella ever again. So I feel like this is a lifetime investment. Buy cheap, buy twice, Caroline.
I mean, right. And measure never, cut forever. I have all of those things tattooed on me. And so you got it last summer or 2 summers ago officially?
Two summers.
And how many times would you say you've gone to the beach and used it?
A million, because we spent an entire month.
That was the summer you went. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then Andrea has gone on like one-off beach trips with friends and has brought it.
And truly easy to set up. You're a person of small experience.
I'm a person of small experience. I'm also a person of like very lazy experience. And basically, especially when it comes to doing things outdoors,
yep,
anything can be an obstacle to me that prevents me from wanting to do it. This is not an obstacle. I even would like volunteer to set up the umbrella. It's really, really easy to set up. I couldn't recommend it more. It's really easy to put back in its carrying case. I was like, the first time we used it, I was like, here we go. This is going to be a whole thing, but it's actually really easy. And there's like a strap on the carrying case. You can like sling it over your shoulder. I'm a brand ambassador for Beach Bub.
You should be doing some like content for them, because look, it's going to take a lot more than a nice umbrella, no offense, to sell me on going to the beach, but like,
yeah, fair.
Yeah, I just know how annoying setting up an umbrella is.
So annoying. And then half the time they don't even do what they're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. Or they blow away and they're like, I don't know, like you always hear those stories of like people getting like hit by flying beach umbrellas that were not secured and it's windy.
Not with the beach bub,
famously. That's their tagline.
That is their tagline.
You
won't die. So that's my first like major wreck for the beach. We got a wagon.
I was going to ask.
To put our stuff in. We got the Sena. Here, I'm going to send it to you.
Yep, send it to me and I'll see.
Seina, heavy duty steel frame, collapsible folding outdoor portable utility cart wagon with all terrain plastic wheels.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things about this.
We liked this a lot. I'm not necessarily convinced it's like best in class just because like, I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, this is good. But I wasn't having like a religious experience with it the way I was with the Beach Bub. But, okay. You know, we put all our stuff in it. It was a great way to like, you know, have a space where stuff wouldn't get sandy. It's, you know, I mean, dragging stuff across the sand is kind of always terrible and difficult. Yeah. There's like a helicopter.
I honestly kind of like, I just like, I like, you know what? I love it for you. And it's really funny. I am just imagining you in the middle of Busy Town. So
I am a baker with like one of those tall hats is going to come in tall with like hats a steaming and like one thing baguette. Of muffins.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So the wagon was great.
Would you say that like, whereas like the Beach Bub is like your definitive brand recommendation, would your recommendation here maybe not necessarily be that wagon, but like a wagon?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, when we were at the beach, we saw people with other wagons that where we were like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, you know, there are some that are more like they're taller versus like lower and wider, which I thought maybe would be a little bit easier to navigate potentially. I don't know. Like if I was doing it again, I think I would like, before I committed to the wagon, I would look around and see if there's anything better reviewed and, you know, I would ask in the G Thanks group. It was fine, but it definitely wasn't like, I wasn't like over the moon about it.
But you really did feel like, just being able to throw everything in the wagon and dragging it is just a better experience.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know how else people do it. They just like everyone takes 50 things from the car. That's a nightmare. Yeah.
I mean, old timey beach chairs, like beach chairs from like 1999, but like, you know, just like nothing, everything now is like collapsible, like folds up, you know, it can fit in your pocket. But like the beach chairs that are just like open shut, I mean, just putting them over your shoulder. And mm-hmm. then doing like the drunk walk through the sand because like
totally
you don't nightmare. Know how to walk in sand. The problem with wagons in California is that all the parking is kind of like up top and then you have to walk downstairs to the beach.
Oh, that's a nightmare. That's also like an accessibility problem.
Oh, 1,000%. There are definitely beaches where you can like drive up, but then it's like parking is like $40 for the day. And I don't know. I just didn't see the beach is bad. The beach is bad.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. If those were the conditions upon which going to the beach relied, I just wouldn't go to the beach.
Yeah. Trust me. What about like food? You bringing a cooler?
We got like a backpack cooler.
Okay. Which, like an insulated.
Yeah. Where you can fit some stuff. We would bring like water and snacks and stuff. And it was usually just the two of us. I feel like it's a different deal when you're like you and your whole extended family are going to spend like 8 hours on the beach. You have to like bring a lot more food and stuff. But yeah. We would pack a sandwich or whatever, but I can't be doing like elaborate picnic spreads at the beach. There's too much sand.
Yeah, there's too much sand, and that's just dirt. No, I get that. And what about the thing about sunscreen application is that it sucks.
It's the worst. Someone needs to disrupt that entire like process and industry.
You know, I completely agree. I feel like I've started opting for like a full body, not like a full body, but a full top like rash guard.
That's
so that
idea.
I don't even bother with sunscreen. I just literally just wear a long sleeve shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sunscreen at the beach, especially like the second or third application where you're like sticky. It's like
a nightmare.
So sensory wise for me, I can't deal with it.
Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. And I also hate that you have to put sunscreen on other people because other people have to put it on you.
Ew.
It's too much. Someone has to. Well, why can't you take a pill? Like, give me a break, you know?
Right?
So I do tend to spend a lot of time in the shade because I just I can't do it. I cannot and I will not.
Haters will say you still have to wear sunscreen in the shade, but I agree. Like
haters I'm and dermatologists, but I don't believe either of them.
Haters, scientists, and dermatologists. I know, but I still, you're never going to find me just like getting my, like, sun, like, oh, I need more sun.
Never.
I'm constantly just like hiding under the shade. Oh, the one thing I want to ask you about the umbrella. Can you like move it easily in accordance with the direction that the sun is shining in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. I think the top like pivots and tilts and stuff like that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Okay. I love that. Wagons, so sunscreen application.
Perhaps my biggest get, besides the umbrella, which is huge,
yeah,
is swimwear that didn't make me want to die from a gender perspective.
Okay.
Because usually like the options are like quote unquote gender neutral bathing suits are basically just like a shirt and shorts, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's not a bathing suit.
Right.
It's like an old timey bathing costume. So there's this place called Beefcake Swimwear.
Okay.
That makes – these actually really do look like old-timey – they look like what old-timey weightlifters wore in pictures. It looks like –
oh, yeah, like A.C. Slater.
It's like what A.C. Slater would wear, but not with as deep of a – his had like a plunging neckline, I feel.
Yeah, he always did a V-neck. Oh, these are so cute.
Yeah, these are really cute. And I feel like, you know, they have people of all different genders on their website wearing them. And uh-huh. So often something is gender neutral and you see it and you're like, okay, that doesn't – it's being billed as gender neutral, but it doesn't feel gender neutral. Right. Now, gender and neutrality are in the eye of the beholder. So far be it from me to say that what is gender neutral to me will be gender neutral to other people. However, this swimsuit has taken like a lot of my like bad feelings and anxiety out of – going to the beach.
I mean, that's the most important. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. They're really cute.
So I recommend. Yeah. And they come – when I bought one, they only had like one color. And now they have different colors and different patterns and stuff like that.
Yeah. They're like – are they they're bodysuits or are they tank tops and shorts? Or they
no, they're bodysuits.
They're bodysuits.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they have ones for long torso, which I wouldn't even begin to know if I have a long torso.
I think you would know because it would have been a struggle to fit
into
clothes.
Things that fit my torso.
Yeah. That's always like the first thing. People are like, oh, it's my short torso. So like this doesn't really sit right. Or like, oh,
gotcha.
My long torso.
Gotcha.
You would know. Okay.
I would know.
But what if you don't know?
You know, but what if you don't? We need to become, we need to do advocacy around long torsos.
What about footwear?
So it's come to my attention. This is incredibly uncool. But Reef flip-flops.
Yeah.
Which I think they're uncool because like those – the guys who are at Goldman Sachs at that beach you went to, they wear them. But my thing is like I'm only wearing them at the beach. A flip-flop, what more do you want a flip-flop to do or be other than
– Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So – I that's what I wear. I don't feel enthusiastic about them. If someone else is enthusiastic about their flip-flops. Now, Andrea really likes Havaianas.
Yeah.
But those are so flat and have no support. And Caroline, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't need arch support.
I know.
And I can't sit here and tell you that.
You never would tell me that.
I can't do that.
You famously do not tell me that.
I famously don't tell you that. So I wear Reefs, but if someone else has a better thing that isn't as embarrassing, then I would love to know.
I feel like you can't – I feel like embarrassment is as embarrassment does.
That's a good point.
You're owning it. I think footwear-wise, I have a problem with the fact that like – I have fully reached a phase of my life. I didn't think we'd get here this quickly, but we're here where I'm like, the beach is uncomfortable. And like when I like going in the water, I'm a water person. And I like the pool better, but like if I'm hot, I will go into the ocean. No problem. But like, I want like a water shoe situation because I don't want to cut my foot on the rocks and
the
shells.
I'm right there with you. And I don't think I had like understood that water shoes were like a thing. But now that I do, I could see myself getting into them because the other thing is that like I just – the bottom of my feet are meant to be on floors and like socks. Like I just don't think – maybe grass. Like I just don't think the floor of the ocean –
No.
Where slippery things live is where
slippery things live.
Yeah. No. So I could get into water shoes. I could totally get into that.
I need – so Chacos are the sandals that everyone recommends. They're like Teva-esque and they're okay. waterproof and they have great arch support famously Chacos. For you and they have good traction. People hike in them. Like they're kind of an all-terrain situation. They're also waterproof.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I haven't pulled the trigger on them yet because I'm like, I am also, I'm like never in the ocean. Like that that would be what I got. You don't like them?
First of all, like I can't be wearing like full on sandals. Oh, but they make flip flops.
Yeah. But if you wear a flip flop into the ocean, it's going to just come off.
That's actually true. I can't, this is like, this reminds me of like too many ex-girlfriends. Like I can't wear these sandals, unfortunately. Okay. But I can see how they'd be great.
That's, you know what, Sally? This makes so much sense. Reef flip-flops aren't triggering to you because you never dated like a finance bro.
That's what it is.
That really is what it is. And I never dated a woman who wore like a
lesbian
sandal.
Who wore these sandals, which yeah, is exactly. I would say 9 out of 10 lesbians. You never right, went exactly. to Lilith Fair.
Exactly.
You didn't go to Barnard or whatever, or, Smith
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can be insulting about that because I actually went to it.
I know
to Barnard,
you did.
So it's fine.
I'm thinking Kenyon College is not what I was thinking of. What am I thinking of?
I mean, Kenyon does work.
Where did Lena Dunham go?
Oh, like Oberlin?
Oberlin.
Yeah.
Oberlin. Well, I went to UMass Amherst. I didn't go to Hampshire. So
Hampshire would be the one. Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, well, first of all, I feel like you just uncovered like a massive.
Yeah. Like, we're both just triggered by this footwear for different reasons.
Totally.
And it doesn't, we're like trigger blind to the other option.
It's so true. You just revealed something about my autobiography. That's so important. I'm so glad you did. So yeah, no Chacos for me, no Reefs what for you.
No Tevas for you either?
Too close okay. to that thing.
Merrells?
Yeah. I don't know what Merrells are.
Oh, yes, Merrell. You do. Yes, it's either a dad or a lesbian. I mean, that's
Oh God. Oh God. No, I cannot. No.
Carol. Is it too triggering?
It's so triggering.
I'm telling you.
How dare you?
I know. I'm sorry. That's content, funny, though.
We should put a content note on this episode for triggering footwear.
This is wild.
Yeah.
This is a revelation during the beach products episode.
That's what I'm talking about. This is like huge. This is like, I have to like immediately go talk about this in therapy. This is
huge.
Yeah,
me too. You know, because Reefs. To me, you're like, I don't know why they're uncool. They're so comfortable. But Reefs to me bring me, but they're Reef used to make a sandal, Sally, that had a bottle opener on the foot.
I'm
not even fucking kidding.
Oh,
it was like
my God.
Indented, and you could like open a beer with your sandal. And to
that's
me,
that's so rough. Whereas the Chacos, you can open a Virginia Woolf. I don't know. I can't think of a good that wasn't good.
That's really fun. No, it's literally perfect. And Chacos do not – they come in fun colors. Like, everyone really likes them, and you are going to have an emergency there, but that's amazing.
I hope – can footwear heads, like, diverse sexualities, can you please, like, weigh in and tell us what footwear you're triggered by?
Yeah, please. Like, we – and also just – yeah, everybody, gender, sexuality, creed, color. Tell us what footwear sends you to therapy.
Totally.
And let's do some cognitive work on that.
We absolutely have to. If you want to get me in a pair of Chacos, I would need to have
Like a lobotomy?
I would need to have, I would need to be like reprogrammed by like one of those people that kidnaps you from cults. Another thing that I don't have like an explicit product recommendation for, but I will just say like the general thing is amazing, is a microfiber towel that that dries quickly.
Interesting. As your main towel?
Yeah. I guess as my main towel, I guess like you can bring a towel to sit on, but then the towel you're going to use to dry off after being in the water, I feel like it's got to be a quick dry one, because otherwise like you go to, you get in the water and then you heat up again and you go in the ocean again. And if you don't have a quick dry towel, you're going to be drying yourself off with a wet towel.
I think that is such an actually good point. First of all, terry cloth, for being the number one material in towels, really does not do anything you want it to do.
Whose idea was that?
It soaks water. Who?
Teresa Cloth.
Obviously Teresa Cloth, and famously her son, Terry Jr. Terry Cloth Jr. And it's just like, oh, do you want this thing that like collects water like a sponge and then smells?
And sand. And also... It does the opposite of everything you want it to do. That's why it's perfect for the beach. Don't do it. Don't fall into the cotton towel. Don't fall for big towel.
Big Teresa cloth. Have you ever done the Turkish towel? They're kind of quick drying.
Are those the ones that are like, they're cotton, but they're like very thin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I like those. I think we have a couple maybe.
I think maybe the secret to the beach, and I'm going to send you a rec because this is actually like my one rec. If someone makes me go to the beach, it is it's an XXL beach blanket. That's like it's sandproof. Like the sand does not, it like just kind of, you can just like flick it off.
I love that.
It's nylon. But then, so my thing is that like, I need at least three towels for me.
Mm-hmm.
To be available at the beach at any given time. So I always, if I have to go, I'll show you. I start with this thing. Can you see that? So it's huge.
It's massive. Love that. It's on major sale
And it's on major sale right now. And it sticks to the ground. Not sticks. It stakes in the ground. So it won't go anywhere. And then
one
what
to
I
eight
need.
Persons.
Yeah. One. I love that it's like one day. It's like you could sit here alone. We will.
It's perfect
you.
For people who have no friends and people who have seven friends, up to seven.
It's perfect
friends.
For people who have no friends but want to create a massive physical boundary between you and anyone else. And I really like that. But then I bring like multiple Turkish towels for. Then I bring a big beach. First of all, okay. So I start with this thing. Then I bring a big beach towel, usually terry cloth. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Teresa got to me to lie on, lay on. Whatever, to sprawl on.
Sure.
Then I have to have at least two thin Turkish towels rolled up into my backpack for when I get out of the ocean. I use those specifically to dry.
Got it.
I think what people do wrong is they bring one towel and that's supposed to be their laying towel and their drying off.
Yeah, you can't
towel.
Do that. That's amateur hour shit.
That's idiot shit. You bring one freaking towel to the beach. So, and Turkish towels are light, but I also think that they're like, you know, towels. It's like you would never teach a fish how to play baseball, right? It wouldn't excel. You can't ask a Turkish towel
That's
to
true.
Be your laying towel.
We've
I
asked,
always say
we've
that.
Asked too much of Turkish towels. You are always saying that. But wait, Caroline, I have a question about this thing that looks awesome and I want to get it. What does it feel like when you're on it? Because it oh my God, a video just started playing. Because it looks like it feels like, plasticky or something?
Nylon. It is nylon. I mean, that's the thing is that the problem with most beach blankets is that the fibers are too thick and high and the sand gets into them. And this is just not going to happen here. That's why we just use this as a base.
I see.
So I bring a towel to lay on top of.
This
is the, essentially this is the floor. That's what you want to think of it as.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
It is quite great. And the bar for me is so low to clear on having a good beach day. Just but also like no, that's not true. The bar is so high for me
it's
to clear
high,
to be calling it a good beach day. But the bar on a product to make my life easier is low because everything is going to make my life easier at the beach.
That's fair. I mean, the thing that also looks great about this is that it looks like it's really light and it comes in with its own bag. And that's another reason I like a microfiber blanket is because, towel, because regular towels take up so much space and they're so heavy. And a lot of times with the beach, you're carrying a bunch of shit or you're pulling it in a wagon and you got to have light stuff. And this looks like it gets really small.
It has that packable nest to it.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, those like little vests that have their own bag that people like carry around or whatever.
Totally. Yeah. I gave my father-in-law one of those. He's obsessed with it.
Really?
A vest in a bag. In its own bag. Great for father-in-laws. Fathers-in-law.
Well, Father's Day is coming up.
Attorneys General.
Father's Day is coming up. So if you're looking for a gift, vest in a bag is our number one recommendation.
You can't go. I mean, tell me you've met a father-in-law who doesn't want a vest that comes in its own bag. You can't because you haven't.
That is honestly, I think, like, you know, Father's Day gifts are just golf shit and whiskey stones.
And whiskey shit, and yeah.
No one ever says vest in a bag. And I think we're going to be the first. And I think you are really on to something.
We're starting something. It's 20-on-6, vest in a bag.
Vest in a bag
triggering
is our
footwear. Those are our legacies.
Triggering chacos. I really like that. Yeah, this blanket does it all. But you're not laying on it for comfort. It's the floor.
And like if you were going to sit on the floor at home, you would put a blanket down or a towel or a pillow, and that's what you do here. Yeah, I love that. I could get into this.
Yeah, it is. I think you would really like it because it seems like your beach day can be made by product innovations. Whereas 100%. I can't. And the other thing I want to recommend, and I know that we're wrapping up because, have I told you about the neck fan? Have you been around long enough to know about the neck fan?
I've seen you mention it like on Instagram, but I would love to learn more.
So the neck fan was one of my first recommendations on G-Thinks. It was like a year one rec. Like we're talking like late 2019, early 2020. I'm putting it in the chat. The neck fan is great. It is a chargeable fan that goes around your neck and blows air up towards your face. It looks like headphones. So there are some models where you literally have a small fan like sitting in front of your face and it hangs around your neck.
Oh,
and that is very cool. Yeah, but this looks like headphones.
Oh my God, this is a game changer. I'm buying like three. How many can you wear at once? This looks incredible.
I know they should make one for like your waist and like your ankles. It's great if you go to like a sports game and you're in the stands during the day. It's really good for the beach. People wear it gardening. People wear it out for their walk. It really doesn't look super assuming. Everyone says the same thing, which is this person who lives with me, my partner, my roommate, my mom, whatever, made fun of me so much for this until they really were hot and it came in very handy. It's wonderful. It's really good invention.
I'm like so into this, and I can tell you that like there are many a summer day where if I haven't taken a walk in Philly by like 10 a.m., it's just like too hot and gross to go for a walk. But this could be a game changer. This could be like you can take a walk at like 11 or 12. I'm getting like 7 of these.
People really like them. You should get one of these for your father-in-law.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea.
That if you have someone in your life who loves vest in a bag, they will love.
They
neck
would
fan.
Also like neck
parents
fan.
Love the neck fan, and I'm talking boomers because I know a lot of listeners also have children. But like, and I'm sure you love it too. Boomers though. Mm-hmm. Love the neck fan.
Love a neck fan.
I don't know why, and it's not parentheses derogatory. It's just fact.
It's
based
just
on
it's just
science.
It's a value neutral statement of fact.
Exactly.
Period.
All we know, just based on messages I get and people in my life, boomers love the neck fan.
The existing
it
data.
Is, you know, I don't. If you're a theme park person, that sometimes I even bring mine in my carry on because you know, have you ever gotten an airplane where like it's hot?
Well, Caroline, famously, I have such a massive phobia of flying that getting on an airplane is.
I guess I knew that.
I have like, there's like nothing about
you feel
the experience
hot
can penetrate my
extreme panic.
It could be like a full on like New Year's Eve party or funeral procession, or it could be like the weather of Antarctica in the winter, and I wouldn't notice.
Wow. Okay.
But that does sound great for people like you who experience sensation on airplanes.
But it doesn't preclude you from going on. You do fly. You do go places, right?
I do, but I like it takes a massive toll, especially on Andrea.
I'm sorry.
So I haven't flown in. Well, the pandemic was actually amazing for me because no one was flying for a long time. But the last time I flew, I basically said to my psychiatrist, what is an amount of Xanax I can take that won't end my life, but is basically just shy of that? And so she gave me that, and I was on the moving walkway by myself. Like, she was like, listen, if you take this, like, Andrea has to be with you the whole time. And I was like, okay, cool. I took it. And I was like, let me just go to the bathroom really quick. And Andrea was like, are you sure? Because you took the – I was like, it's not going to hit me now. I just took it. The next thing I know, I'm like on the moving walkway looking down at my sneakers and being like, oh, my sneaker's untied. And the next thing I know, people are like rushing up to me because I've like face planted in the airport.
No.
But I was fine. I could feel no pain.
Yeah, that will do that. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway,
really funny.
Yeah. So it's pretty intense. I'm not. Oh. This is not an anxious flyer situation. This is like full blown.
This is phobia.
So. This is phobia territory.
This
but
is
it's
a plane wearing Chacos.
This is that's exactly right. And every passenger, and it would be like meeting the pilot before and looking down and seeing that they're wearing Chacos on their feet. And it's just like, you know what? I'll drive there. That. I'll drive to Europe. It's fine. Can you imagine a pilot wearing? Are they even allowed to?
I don't know, but like, you know, maybe it's like an unwritten rule, like the height of a beach umbrella. Like, maybe it's just like no pilot has ever tried. If we have any pilot listeners, can you try to wear Chacos next?
Can you
time
tell us? You go to work? Either yeah. Wear them and take a selfie in the cockpit, or write in and talk to us about this.
Either wear them and take a selfie with your foot up on the dash
on
while
the dash
you're flying the
of
plane.
The plane.
Wow, I love that. Well, okay, so the neck fan might not help you on a flight, but sometimes I get my flight experience that has been bad is like I get on a plane and it's hot, like it's like like sweaty, but a neck fan helps because that tiny little like thing fan at the top.
Oh, those things are such bullshit. It's like, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Those things
exactly.
don't work. What about
exactly.
Caroline? I know we have to go, but just one question. Yeah. When you're wearing it, do people close to you feel it? Like if you were in a middle
no.
seat?
No.
Oh, I mean, that's amazing.
No, I don't think so. No, it's as if like headphones around your neck. Lottie, I swear to God, we didn't invite you on the show today. Lottie, you're not the next guest. There's like other dogs barking in the neighborhood, and there's like a symphony of dogs. So I'm in whatever like busy town's hell is. No, it's one of those things where it's like around your neck and it sort of tilts inward. So it's like up into the backs of your ears, your hairline. The only thing is like there's a little bit of a whirring noise, but I think with the sound of plain white noise, no one would hear that. You know what I mean? Like no one can hear that.
Okay. I mean, also, who doesn't like a little white noise? I love this. Yeah.
Who doesn't? The only thing, it's sort of like my travel foot hammock recommendation that like hangs in the seat. You would actually like this if you don't have one yet, but you don't fly. So it doesn't, actually you would hate it because it's wearing Chacos, but it's one of those things where you kind of have to be ready for a stranger to go up to you and ask you about it. Like that's what this kind of thing.
So it's like Maya base level.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
But neck fan wise. But I think you would like it. And also Sally, like resident dad, you know, like mm-hmm. so the Father's Day,
I like anything dad's
best
like.
In a bag and neck
it's
fan.
True. Yeah, I think Andrea would be into this when like when she's out there gardening in the summertime and it's like super hot. Yeah, totally.
Okay,
we're about
really
to become
excited.
A neck fan household.
I love that. Oh my God. As long as you're not a neck beard household. You know what I'm saying? Is that right? Is that bad?
neck beard? No, that's fine. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Oh my God. Lottie's not. Lottie, stop.
Lottie
communicating.
Objects.
Oh, busy town's hell. All right. Well, we're going to link to everything we talked about. I would love to hear everybody else's beach musts or must nots if you've tried something that works, or maybe more importantly, if you've tried something that you hate, or if you've been arrested for using a beach cabana, or if I'm arrested
call us from
for,
jail. Use your one phone call to call us and tell us about it.
Yeah, use
from
your
beach
one
jail.
Phone call to call me beach jail from the depths of beach jail. Thank you for listening. And Sally, as always, thanks for being such a wonderful co-host.
It was the most fun, as it always is. Listen to our normal gossip episode right away, everyone.
Listen to our normal gossip episode. I can't believe we figured out why Reeves and Chacos are triggering. Lottie, I don't know what to do. The windows are all closed. She's just sitting on the bed with a cone barking at the wall.
Poor Lottie. Everything's going wrong for her right now. She's having such a hard day.
Everything's going wrong. All right, everyone. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.